to the Aldens. They sat still on the bench and watched him. The telephone rang. In the quiet room, it sounded loud. Violet jumped. Frank went over to the wall telephone and picked up the receiver.
Frank speaking, he said.
Someone began to talk, and Frank started to frown.
Yes, I just got your letter, he said. No, I haven't opened it. I told you I wasn't interested. You can't offer me enough.
Frank started to hang up, but the voice on the line didn't give up.
What?
Frank asked.
You'll do what? Is that what you wrote in your letter? Well, I'd like to see you try. That's all. I'd just like to see you try. You can't do something like that to me. I'll find a way to stop you.
Frank put the receiver back in place without saying goodbye. He frowned angrily. Then his face changed. He had the saddest look that the Aldens had almost ever seen. The Aldens looked at each other. Something was certainly going on. Here was a man who could be angry one minute and sad the next. Why was he so troubled? Benny muttered in Henry's ear, "A deep, dark secret." Frank reached up and turned on a radio. Jesse thought that Frank felt the music would be better than his silence. No one said anything for a little while. Frank washed some cups at the sink behind the lunch counter. Suddenly, the music stopped in the middle of a song. A radio announcer's voice broke in.
This is a National Weather Service warning. A tornado watch is in effect in York and Plain counties. High winds expected with some thunderstorms. We will give you more information when we have it. Stay tuned to this station for up-to-date storm bulletins.
Violet was pale. All the Aldens looked out at the day that now looked so dark and stormy. Frank looked at Violet kindly and said,
A tornado watch only means we might have a bad storm. Now, if it were a tornado warning, then it would be much worse.
He was trying to make Violet feel better. Henry and Frank walked to the door and stepped outside. They saw that the wind had begun to blow the dust on the road in front of the station. The tree branches swayed in the strong wind. Henry looked for the two boys under the tree, but they had gone. Violet peeked outside.
Look at those black clouds, Jesse. They're moving so fast.
The sun had gone behind the clouds. The sky was growing darker by the minute. Frank and Henry came back inside and shut the door.